there's a website, movies.marlboro.edu, and there's a description of the program there. There is an application there. People email me. I have a conversation with each student at some point in the process. It's a fairly simple application. I mean, for students to, you know, have a passion about film and they're ready to do the work and they want to do good work, those are really the requirements. Because in 8 weeks, you can provide workshop opportunities that will get a student to the level of technical competence they need. And a lot of it's not technical. I mean, prop master is not a technical job. Script supervisor is not a technical job. Assistant director is about set management and organization. It's not, you know, I mean, yes, camera is a technical job. Lights to a point, but it's not hard to master the technology. And then it's about placement. It's about creating light and then pulling it back and shaping it. And, you know, that's, and you can be instructed moment to moment. You know, we need to put a scrim in that light. We need to diffuse that light. We need a little bit harder light. And students learn the language, and it's 8 weeks, you can definitely learn all that. So it's students who really just have the passion, the desire, who seek it out, who go and fill out the application, and who demonstrate, you know, through their grades, through their recommendations, that they can take on a project like this. In a lot of schools, the faculty members themselves are saying to us, these would be good students for the program. Because we see it as a partnership with the schools, you know, and part of the reason I'm coming here is because I think Skidmore would make a good partner, one of the partners, and Jordan is fabulous, and, you know, the people we're meeting here are good, and so it's a relationship. And so when a student is recommended, it's sort of like a family member proposing, you know, a new cousin, right, or somebody that just seems appropriate. And that has been the case. I mean, the first year, we had probably three students for whom, you know, it was like, why is this about a group? Why isn't this about me? You know, and because it's not. It's not. It's bigger than any of us. It's a project that's big. We all join together. It's a collaboration. Because the ideal scenario is that you sort of buy into this creative community and, you know, you own a part of it. And when your part is work, because it's like a well-oiled machine. It has to be. Because every shot is, okay, we start at zero, and now we're going to build to the moment of action. And what happens is, you know, costumes have to be ready and moving everything forward, and hair and makeup has to move everything forward, and lighting has to move everything forward, is sound in position, the set is organized and quiet, and traffic is locked. I mean, it's like everything comes to the, okay, action, and then it falls back down to zero. And then you have to adjust everything again. And then you build it back up, and it goes, action! And then it all goes, you know, so it's a rhythm of production, and so you get into that. So students largely self-select. There are some students that we're able to determine really just aren't appropriate, but we most students are totally good, and we also work with schools where we know that the students in those schools know the meaning of work and achievement and stuff like that.